Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We thank God for just allowing us, amen, just to come and share in the word of the Lord. We're excited about what God is doing. Praise God. We thank God and we just give God glory, honor, and praise again. Amen. I love to magnify the Lord and lift him up and adore him. Praise God, because he truly is worthy, beloved, to be praised. Praise God. Amen. We're going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. We are doing a teaching, amen, entitled Demonology and Deliverance. Amen. The purpose of this teaching is just to encourage you, amen, in your walk with the Lord to know and let you know that Jesus did come to set us free. Praise God. He came that we may have a right to the tree of life and that we may walk in liberty and freedom. Praise God. The word of God declares that we're clean through the word. Praise God. Jesus told the disciples, amen, that they were clean through the word that he spoke. Praise God. So God has given us the word of God, amen, which is our roadmap, amen, to glory. Praise God. And so when we take the word of God, amen, and we begin to really allow it to become a part of our lives, praise God, we can walk in victory. Praise God. We can walk in health. Amen. We can walk in the newness of life. Praise God. Because if we're truly born again, amen, we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Praise God. So we thank God, amen, this morning for the word of God. Praise God. We want you, amen, as you prepare for work, you may have your computers on, your internet on. Praise God. And just turn the volume up where you can just pleasantly listen to the word this morning and just gather around just for a few moments. Praise God. Because we are going into the word of the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you, Father, that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God, and how you're moving in this season and in this hour. We thank you for your word today. We ask, Father, as we go into your word, that you will anoint your word. Anoint everyone that's listening, Father. Oh God, that you would just minister by your power and by your spirit. We thank you, Father, that your word is alive, is quick, and is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it goes down into the marrow of our bone. Oh God, it just divides asunder, Father God, and it does what it's set forth to do as we allow you into our lives. So, Father, we ask that you minister as only you can on today. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for all things. You meet every need that may be represented as those that are listening, Father. Someone may not know you today, but I pray, Holy Spirit, that the convicting power of God would draw that young man and draw that young woman, draw that boy, draw that girl, draw that man or woman back to the foot of the cross, that they would repent of their sins and give their lives totally, completely to you. And Father, that one that may be backslidden in heart or cold-hearted or discouraged, you encourage. Oh God, give a heart of flesh, heart to receive your word. And we thank you now. We praise you, God, for all things. We ask that you take us further. Oh God, and thank you for your anointing. You have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, our theme scripture for these lessons are this segment of teaching. We're still really actually in our introduction into this series of messages, praise the Lord. And our theme scripture is Luke 4:18, praise God. In verse 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." This is Jesus talking, amen. "Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus knew that. And then once God gave him the liberty to move forward, praise God, he was commissioned by God, amen, to preach the gospel to the poor, to those that did not have the word. Amen. Jesus said in one portion of scripture that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And Jesus came for that purpose, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. That we may be reconciled to God. Amen. And it's by the blood of Jesus that we're saved. Amen. Washed in his blood. Praise the Lord. And that is a powerful, powerful thing to really know, that we've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. We don't want to, amen, put Jesus up on that cross afresh, crucify him afresh, because we choose to walk in flesh, or we choose to walk in sin, or we choose not to really allow the Lord, amen, to do in us the things that he really wants to do. Praise God. We should desire God, amen, and desire to be free and walk free. Praise God. And when we get into this word and really recognize what Jesus did for us and the magnitude of that, praise God, and that is so simple to know, amen, that we can walk in liberty and wholeness, praise God, wholeness in our mind, wholeness in our bodies, wholeness in our spirit. You see, Jesus came for that we may be free, the whole man, the whole woman. Amen. And so he came to preach the gospel to the poor. And then it says he was sent to heal, praise God, the brokenhearted. Now, we know that everywhere Jesus went, he healed the sick, he cast out devils, he raised the dead. Amen. He taught the people. He encouraged the people. He fed the people, even on the natural. He fed the people, praise God. So they didn't have a need, and the needs that they had. Amen. Jesus met those needs, praise God. And he's doing the same for you and I today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know myself that Jesus is a healer. Amen. Because he's healed my body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Keeps me in good health and divine health. Amen. Because the word says that we can have health. Amen. That he's promised us divine health and healing. Amen. It's our right. Amen. If we walk upright with God and we please the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so all these things God has promised. Amen. He was sent, again, to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. Those that have been bruised in their heart, crushed in your heart, praise the Lord. Jesus has come to heal you, to put you back together again. You may have gone through a devastating experience, praise God, whatever that may be, and you may feel that your life, excuse me, your life is over, amen, that you don't know what you're going to do, but Jesus has come to heal. He comes, amen, to mend, amen. He comes, amen, to restore and to reconcile. And it's not the end for you, beloved. It is the beginning, and there is a dawning of a new day. Praise God, amen. You have to trust God and just know that God sees all and he knows all. Amen. We talked yesterday about how God is sovereign. Amen. He's a sovereign God. We may not understand why certain things happen to us, praise God, and why we're called sometimes to go through tragic events, praise the Lord. But God is sovereign, amen. And we know the word of God says this, that all things work together for the good to those that love God and are the called according to his purpose, praise God. Many things that the apostles went through, and those in the word of God, amen, they suffered much. Praise God. But God knew what their walk would entail and what they would have to endure. Amen. And they endured. Praise God. They pressed on. They pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we know the end result for those that endure. They obtain the prize. Praise God. And we have a prize that we're reaching for. Praise God. And the ultimate prize is eternal life with Jesus. Peace with Jesus, to live with him and reign with him, praise the Lord. So Jesus has come to preach the gospel to the poor, amen, and he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, and then to also to preach deliverance to the captives, praise God, and Jesus preached everywhere he went. I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood. She was in captivity in her physical body for 12 long years. Amen. She suffered much in her body. She spent all of her resources, all of her money, amen, because she wanted to be well. Praise God. The physicians could not do anything for her. Amen. But when she heard Jesus, and she saw, amen, that he could heal and that he was a miracle worker. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I don't have to get in his face. He doesn't have to lay hands on me. But I know that if I can just get close enough, oh my God, hallelujah, just to touch that garment, I'll be made whole. Praise God. And she literally had to fight in that crowd. She really shouldn't have even been in the crowd to begin with. But, beloved, she got to a point she was desperate. And you know, when we get desperate for God, my God, when we get desperate for him, we will run hard after God. You got to get desperate for God. You must get to a point that, oh, my God, that what matters the most is that I get to Jesus. Hallelujah, the way maker, the one that can rain on my desert. Praise God, the one that can make me whole, put me back together again. This is what this woman was saying in her heart. Praise God. And when she got there and she saw that hem, amen, the Bible says she just touched, glory to God, the hem of his garment. And the moment she made contact with Jesus, praise God, amen, something hit the Lord, and it was virtue. It was strength. Amen. It was healing. Amen. And Jesus turned, and he said, who touched me? Praise God. And the disciple said, Lord, you know, there's a lot of people around you. People are touching you, but nobody touched Jesus like that woman. Nobody got to his heart that day like she did. He said, wait a minute. Virtue has gone out of me. Somebody's pulled on my spirit. Glory to God. And when the woman realized, you know, she was going to have to tell what she done, she said, it was me. Hallelujah. I believe, I'm just going to paraphrase. She said, Lord, I couldn't get to you. I couldn't. There was no way. I'm not even supposed to be here. But in my heart, hallelujah, I just wanted to touch your garment. Praise God. Glory to God. She knew in her body that she was healed. And the Lord looked at her and said, you got faith, go. Hallelujah. He healed her that day. She was set free from that disease. She was liberated. Hallelujah. She could then go and change her clothes. Glory to God. And because she was totally restored back. Glory to God that she could continue on her life. Praise God. Healthy, healed, and made whole. Praise God. And you know, that's what Jesus has come to do for us. Praise God. He's come, amen, to preach deliverance to those that are captive, amen, and recovering of sight to the blind. Praise God. Do you realize, amen, there are a lot of people that are blind, and I'm not talking about naturally so, but I'm talking about spiritually so. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. They can't see, amen, really see that. What Jesus has done, praise God, and can't see the value of walking in holiness and walking in righteousness, and can't see, amen, that the justification that God has made a way for us, praise the Lord, that we may be justified, amen, brought back to God just as if we'd never sinned, praise God. When you begin to see the value, oh, glory to God, amen, of walking with God, amen, and sharing and tabernacling with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You recognize that you can have all of God that you want. Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't have to fight and strive with anybody. Praise God. We don't have to be in competition with one another. Amen. In our walk with God, in our relationship, or in ministry. Praise the Lord. When you begin to recognize, praise God, that as you submit to God, as you come to him, praise the Lord, you can have all of God. The more you spend time in prayer, amen, the more you'll get to know him and to fellowship with him, praise God, too. You'll get to a point where you can't wait to get there, can't wait to get in the presence of God, amen. When you open up the word of God, it'll begin to take on new meaning. All of this, Jesus came, amen, and this is our freedom, this is our liberty, amen. He says in the word, whosoever will, let him come and drink freely, amen, of the waters of life, praise God. And so God came, amen, Jesus came, amen, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, praise the Lord. And when I think of a bruise, I think of an inner hurt or something that's hurt on the inside. You may not can see the bruise, amen. You may see a little bit on the outside, but really the effects of it is on the inside, praise God. And sometimes we have deep, deep hurts and deep wounds, amen, inner hurts and things of this nature that God needs to heal. Praise God, and put us back together, make us whole so we can function effectively and become effective in the body of Christ. Praise God. Just a short time ago, amen, we experienced a great hurt, praise the Lord, and the Lord had to come alongside us and help us, praise the Lord, amen. And, you know, again, God never said that we would not endure certain things, praise God, but again, he did give us a way of escape, amen. And no one can heal you like the Lord. No one can touch you the way the Lord can. Praise God, in your darkest hour, in your darkest moment, know this, beloved, that God will meet you right there. Praise God, and you must lift up your hands and begin to praise God and magnify God. And praise God, sometimes we feel sorry for ourselves, and then we allow depression and oppression to grip us. Praise God, and God did not give us a spirit of heaviness, amen, but praise, amen, will pull us up out of heaviness. Praise God. There are times, well, yes, you may have a wilderness experience. Yes, you may go through some things, and no one can really literally walk with you but Jesus. Praise the Lord, but he will be with you. You're not by yourself. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. So what we must do is we must grab a hold to this word, recognize who God is and who Jesus is and who the Holy Ghost is and the functions that the Holy Ghost has in our lives. Praise God that he's a comforter. He's a strengthener. He's a teacher. He's an encourager. All of these things, praise God. And when we begin to draw on that, amen, we can walk in the liberty, amen, that God has for us. Praise the Lord. So we see here, amen, what Jesus was sent to do. Praise God. We can see the fivefold ministry wrapped up in Jesus. Praise God. We talked about that when we were talking about the fivefold ministry. Praise God. So you realize, beloved, that we are serving a great, big, wonderful God. Amen. Hallelujah. That has everything that we need. Again, I'm repeating this. Amen. Because we need to know that we can be complete in him, whole in him. Praise God. Our mind can be stable. Praise God. One of the strong men, amen, that we will talk about is fear. Praise God. But we know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind is a secure mind, a sober mind, amen, a mind that can be alert in God and all of these things, praise God. So we don't have any reason to fear, amen. Fear will kind of stop you and grip you, praise the Lord. But recognize again that when these things come, recognize what Jesus did. If you can't remember anything, you can go to this word right here, this very scripture, and begin to proclaim the word. Proclaim what Jesus has done for you. And then say, Father, you did it in the word. You did it for this one. You did it for that one. And I know that you will do it for me. Praise God. Amen. Now, we talked about, on our last broadcast, we talked about the attributes of God and the attributes of the devil, praise God. And then we began on talking about a little bit about the nature of demons, and we're going to just kind of go into that a little bit further, praise God. We know that demons are evil. They're also intelligent, and they're wise, praise God. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. I may not read all of these scriptures, but I encourage you to write these scriptures down and then just allow the Lord to minister to you, praise God. Now, they're intelligent and wise. Acts 16 and 16, when we refer to this scripture quite a bit lately, but this deals with the girl that was possessed with the devil. Praise God, and she was following Paul around and saying, you know, he was the servant of the Most High God and all of that. Amen, until Paul got tired of it and cast the devil out. Praise God. So they do know. They are intelligent and they're wise, praise God. They're powerful. Now, read this scripture in your own time. This is about Legion and when Jesus cast that devil out of that young man. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. They are powerful. Amen. And we've seen, we've ministered to people, praise God, that were oppressed and depressed by demons. And they are. They have a strength that they normally would not have. Amen. I heard a story once where a minister was ministering, and this a woman was possessed by a demon, praise God, and she literally picked this person up. She was that strong, praise God. Now, they did cast the devil out of this young lady, praise God, so she ain't caused anybody any hurt. But, I mean, demons can be powerful, praise the Lord. So that's the kind of power they do have, praise God. They're disembodied spirits, praise God. That's why they seek to enter into someone else, praise God, because they don't have a body to flow in. So when the enemy comes in, he comes to try to get into our life so that he can work and he can operate. This is why you got to keep him out, praise God, even out of your mind, out of your thought life, praise God. Amen. Kick him out. Don't allow any of the recesses of the enemy. Don't allow anything that you know is attached to the devil. Amen. Stay in your life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Kick him out in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Now, you can read about that in Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, praise God. And this talks about the frog spirits coming out of the beast, the false prophet, and that type of thing. Amen. Just read about that in your own time, praise God. Now, they have knowledge. Amen. They do have a portion of knowledge, praise God. In Acts 19:15, where the seven sons of Sceva called themselves, going to cast the devil out of this young man, and they said, look, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know, but who are you? Amen. They didn't know him. They didn't know the seven sons of Sceva because they were not operating under the anointing of God. Praise God, they were operating out of their own spirit. Amen. And then the devil turned on them, ripped them up. You can't play with demons now. Praise God. Amen. You don't have to be afraid. Amen. But you better make sure that you're in the right, that you're walking right. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can't just, you know, attack a demon and cast him out, and you've been living like the devil. Praise God, because that devil going to turn on you. Oh, my God, that's a whole other message right there. Praise God, they do have faith. In James 2:19, it talks about the devils believe and they tremble because they do believe. They know the word is true. Amen. And they know if you're real. They know if I'm real. Come on. Amen. You're a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Praise God. We are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Praise God. Amen. And we should be a threat. Praise the Lord. We should be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Praise God. It should be so that we're walking so tight with Jesus. And when we walk into a room, praise God, the devils know, oh, my God, there's Brother Joe right there. There's Sally right there. Come on, somebody. Amen. Deborah's just walked in. Y'all, you see what's going on. Come on now. Amen. It ain't that we're so much in ourselves, praise God, but the power of God within us. Praise God. If Peter's shadow, amen, can heal, what about us? Why can't we get in a relationship with God and we walk right with God? Amen. And where we go, we take the territory. Praise God. When we go to different regions and God sends us to preach and minister, praise God, he has a job for us to do. Amen. And we're not going there just to waste time. Amen. We're going that the will of God may be done. Praise the Lord. We got to recognize the authority that we have, beloved. Amen. And begin to walk in that authority. Just walk in who you are. Walk in the word and recognize that God has given us authority. Praise the Lord. And we must walk in. Amen. We're kingdom children. Praise God. Amen. God equips us, amen, to do the things that he said we would do. Praise the Lord. So, amen. And then they have feelings. They can feel them. They are intelligent. Praise God. Amen. Don't fool yourself. Praise God. The enemy has a portion of intelligence. And this is why we must know in the spirit when people are speaking, when it's from God, when it's from a familiar spirit. We're going to talk about those things. Praise God. You got to know, amen, in the spirit of God. Amen. The Bible says, try the spirit to see whether it be of God. You don't say try the spirit by the spirit. Let's read that, because a lot of times I've heard that quoted. You try the spirit by the spirit. Let's just read this. Praise God. I believe it's over in 1 John. Amen. Chapter 4. Let's go there. Let's read this scripture and take this right here. Amen. 1 John 4:1. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. It doesn't say, try the spirit by the spirit. Your spirit may not even be right. You may not even be in the spirit. How are you going to try the spirit by your spirit or by the spirit or however you say it? Let's take it right for where it is. Amen. Praise God. I'm busting somebody's bubble this morning, but that's all right. We're in the word today. Beloved, let me read it again. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Amen. So we must know, even when a preacher or teacher is teaching the word, if they're validated by God and the true anointing is on their life. Praise God. We must know this word. We've got to be linked in with the Holy Ghost. Because if somebody comes in your midst and they're not of God, you're going to know it. The Holy Ghost will let you know. Praise God. Now listen, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Praise God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we have the greater one on the inside of us, beloved. Amen. We've got Jesus. We've got the Holy Ghost. So the greater one is in you. Amen. You got to know who's in you. Who are you serving? Praise God. So when the enemy comes at your mind, praise God, it comes to someone that you know. Amen. You know it's the devil. Amen. The greater one is in you. You have the authority to cast the devil out, to make him behave, to bind the devil. Amen. And loose the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then it says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Amen. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Praise God. And that's a whole other thing. I'm not going to go there today, but praise God. The point is that we must know by the Spirit. Amen. So we try the Spirit, whether they are of God. Amen. And we depend on the Holy Ghost to do that. We don't depend on our own mind. Praise God, or what we feel. You know, I don't feel. No, you go by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Sometimes our feelings will deceive us. You don't walk by your feelings. You walk by faith. We walk by faith. This is a faith walk. This is a trust walk in God. The just live by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So we know that they're intelligent. Now, some of the work of demons, praise God, some of the things that they do, amen, they cause deafness and dumbness. In other words, a person that's deaf and dumb, praise God, a demonic spirit is involved because they don't want you to hear. Amen, on the natural side and the spiritual side. But this is really talking about naturally so. And you can read about that in Matthew 9. Matter of fact, let's just go there. Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 and 33. Praise the Lord. We do appreciate you listening on this morning. You are listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise God. We thank God for our caller on the air. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you have a question or comment, please feel free. Amen. Just lift up your hand. Amen. I think if you press number one, if you have a comment, you're more than free to do that. Praise God, because we do. Amen. Appreciate you calling in on this morning. Praise God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Praise God. We're talking about, amen, demonology and deliverance. We're in our introduction. Amen. Right now we're talking about the work of demons. Praise God. They cause dumbness and deafness. Matthew 9 and 32, it says this, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. So Jesus cast his spirit out of this man, praise God, this person, whoever it was, amen. It was a man, praise God. So when he cast the devil out, amen, where he had been dumb, he spoke. His tongue was loosed, praise God. He was set free by the power of God, amen. And then they caused blindness. You can read about that in Matthew 12 and 22. Praise God. Amen. They cause, they're unclean. They're called unclean spirits. Praise God. In Luke 4 and 36. Praise God. Amen. Now, they have supernatural strength. We talked about that in Mark 5, 1 through 18. Praise God. They cause suicide. John 10 and 10. Praise the Lord. The Bible says over in John 10 and 10. John 10 and 10. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise God. Amen. Now, so when we say suicide, amen, do you realize that there was, I think it was a person in the Bible, that a young man, amen, that would throw himself in the fire and did all these things, and the father was upset and came to Jesus and asked the Lord to, you know, heal his son, praise God, because demons can cause you to go out of your mind. It can cause you to lose your mind. Come on. Amen. But again, Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Praise God. So if you got it in your mind that you're going to end your life, that is a trick of the devil. That's a trick of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because oppression, depression can cause you to get in such a state that you feel like, glory to God, there's no hope. Amen. But Jesus can put hope back in you. Praise the Lord. So listen, you must know that if you feel like you're going to hurt yourself, recognize that's not God, it's the enemy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I know firsthand what that feels like. Amen. I've experienced it. Praise God, where the enemy, amen, wanted to take me out, where I got to a point in my own life where I didn't want to live. Praise the Lord. Didn't recognize how deep and how bad that thing was. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I share about this in my book, The Dawning of a New Day, amen, where I got in such a state, praise God, that I wanted to die, just did not want to live, took 22 pills, praise the Lord, amen, laid down to die on my couch, praise the Lord, amen, but the Holy Ghost arrested me, praise God, put in my heart to call a dear friend of mine, praise the Lord, and when I called her, praise God, picked up the phone and called her, amen, and when I heard her voice, I began to cry, I began to weep, praise God, told her what I had done, and she rushed over to my home, praise the Lord, and got another minister, and they began to pray for me, praise God. I was in a bad way. I was in a bad state of depression, praise the Lord, and just felt so hopeless, praise God. But the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, arrested me that day, amen. He got a hold of my life and delivered me from that awful spirit of depression and heaviness, praise God, and healed my body, healed my mind. Oh, my God, gave me a renewed desire to really serve him and continue on my walk with the Lord. Praise God. And so, beloved, you may be in a situation right now where you just feel like, you know, all hope is lost. I'm not going on anymore. Amen. But recognize Jesus came that you might be free. Glory to God. This is why this means so much to me, because I know what it is to be bound. I'm not just teaching to you today word, letter word, and I don't know what it means. Praise God. I understand, amen, what it means to be bound and what it means not to be able to think. Hallelujah. I know what it is to read the word and not understand it and not be able to comprehend because the enemy's put roadblocks up in my mind. But I also know what it is to be free. Praise the Lord, because he freed my mind, freed my soul, freed my heart. Glory to God. Gave me a renewed, oh my God, sense to go on. Put hope where there was no hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gave me, hallelujah, a new determination. Praise God. Amen. When people would talk about me and criticize me, put me down, praise the Lord. Oh, my God, when I was going through all of that, praise God, God allowed, amen, to me to walk through it, praise the Lord, but he brought me out. I didn't stay there, praise God, and this is what we're saying today. You can be free, praise God, amen. Suicide is something, amen, that the devil is gripping our young people and gripping men and gripping women, praise God, amen. We had a young lady that was coming to our church for a period of time, praise God, and she shot herself one day. She just, we didn't know that she was in that bad state, but she literally killed herself, took her life, praise God. And this young lady, amen, it just hurt my husband so bad because we tried to minister to her, amen. But for whatever reason, she just could not, amen, stay, amen. The enemy got a hold of her, and he will do that. He'll get you out there on that island, praise God, and make you think that you're all by yourself, don't nobody care, amen. This is why we got to stay linked in with the body of Christ, amen. Know what God has done. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares purpose for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know what it is to be free. And beloved, I will not let the enemy steal my freedom, steal my joy, steal my peace. Come on now. Praise God. No matter what comes, what goes, praise God, I know God is real. Amen. He is real. He's a good God. And he will restore you. Amen. So you don't have to be ashamed of where you've been, what you walked through. Praise God. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. So you know those days, those dark days, praise God, God brought me through them. And now it's a testimony I can share with somebody else. Praise God, that's low, that feels like giving up, that don't have no hope, that's sick in body. Praise God, that Jesus will heal you. He will restore you. He'll put your life back together again. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Now listen. Praise God. Amen. Some of the other things that the work of demons cause is error, sickness, and disease. They're tormentors. They're deceptors. They walk in deception. They're lying spirits. Praise God. And they walk in enchantments and witchcraft, all of these things. Praise God. Heresies and false doctrine. Amen. Wickedness. Amen. And then fear. We talked about fear. Praise God. The spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Praise God. And then worldliness. This is a very good point. Worldliness. Praise God. 1 John 2, amen, 15 through 17. Let's go there. 1 John 2. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So this is a good scripture. Amen. Sometimes we need to keep this in front of us. We're not to love the world. Amen. We're in it, but we're not to be of it. Praise God. We're walking through it. Praise God. But the world shouldn't have anything in us. So it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This is the word of God. Amen. We can't live in two worlds. Amen. Do things of the world and then come on Jesus' side. Amen. We're either on God's side or we're on the devil's side. There's no in-between. Amen. You can't compromise. Amen. So if you've got love of the world, you love the worldly music, and you love the things that are in the world, and that thing just, you keep gravitating to it, amen, your love isn't pure with God. Amen. And you just got to get that flushed out. Praise God. Amen. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And Jesus was tempted in all these areas, but he never fell to these temptations. Praise God. He walked through it. Praise the Lord. And you can read about that in Matthew 4. I don't have time to go there. 4, I believe it's 1 through 11. Amen. When he went to the temptation in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Praise God. So any type of worldliness, amen, is an open door to demonic activity. Amen. And we have to close those doors. Keep those doors closed. Praise the Lord. Don't allow those things in. Praise God. And when you see it, amen, when you see you're walking in carnality of flesh, amen, come on up out of it. Say, God, I need you to help me. Praise God. I want to walk pleasing to you, Father. I want to walk in your word. I want your will to be done in my life. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. Amen. They cause bondage. Amen. We're going to talk about the spirit of bondage as we go on. Amen. But you can read about that in Romans 8:15. Amen. They sow discord. Amen. They're violent. Amen. And they cause betrayal. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who was it? Judas Iscariot. We know he ended up betraying Jesus. The enemy just got a hold of him. He just had a lust for money and just to, you know, be with the Sanhedrin and whoever little posse he was with. Praise God. He really wanted to be on both sides of the track, if you will. But that did not work. It cost him his life. Praise God. So that's why we got to know who we're serving. If you're serving God, serve him. Don't serve God and the devil too. It just don't work. Praise God. You got to come on out all the way. Praise God. They cause oppression. Amen. Jesus came to free us from any oppression. He healed all those that were oppressed of the devil because God was with Jesus. Amen. Acts 10:38. Amen. They cause sin. Praise God. They cause sin. John 8:44. Amen. And then they persecute. Praise God. They're jealous. praise God. And then false prophecy is another work of demons, praise God. You can read about that in 1 Samuel 18:8-10, praise God. And then 1 Kings chapter 22. Verses 21 through 24. Praise God. Just some of the things that they cause. Amen. Now, traffic with demons are just strictly forbidden in both New Testament and Old Testament. Amen. And let's go to, real quick, let's go to Leviticus 19 and 31. Okay. Praise God. Leviticus 19 and 31. It says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Amen. So if you've gone to a palm reader and you've gone to somebody that you know you want them to see, give you a word, praise God, you need to repent of that, close that door. Don't seek out no wizard. Don't seek out no warlock. Don't seek out no witch. Don't seek out no palm reader. Oh, my God, up in Maryland area, when we were up in there, we lived up in that area. They had those little places, and you'd see the little red hand, and, you know, you could go in there. Praise God. I worked with a young lady that went to one time, and my heart just was like, oh, that's very dangerous. Praise God. You ain't got to seek out no word. Amen. You don't even need to, you know, and a lot of times this happens in church. People go to church, and they, do you have a word for me? Well, get in the word. Jesus is the word. Come on now. But we have to stay balanced. Praise God. Amen. When we know that God uses people in the gifts of the Spirit, amen, don't lean on that. You lean on Jesus. You look to him. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Praise God. If you want to speak, he can speak. Praise God. But just don't pull on people to where you just, they got to give you a word. That can be very dangerous. We got to stay balanced. Praise God. Stay seasoned in God and stay on firm footing. Praise the Lord. And you get in your own prayer closet and let God speak. If he don't speak, he will when he get ready. Praise God now. Amen. This is good today. Praise the Lord. We just want to stay balanced in the word. So be very, very careful with that. Another scripture you can read is, I'm going to give you some of these. Deuteronomy 18 and 10. Isaiah 8:19-21, praise God. And we've already talked about Acts 16:16, praise God. We read a 1 John 4:1-6, 1 Timothy 4:1-5. We don't have time to read it, but read that in your own time. And finally, 2 Peter 2:1-3, praise God. Amen. We thank God for this word today. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, and we do thank God for what God is doing. We thank God for this teaching. Praise God. Father, we love you today, and we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We ask, Father God, that you would continue to move in these teachings, Father, that you minister. Father God, you have your way. You free us, Father, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. Make us ever with whole, God. Make us that well-rounded man and woman of God, that we may be effective in the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God may be advanced in our lives. We decree and we declare your word. We choose to stand up on your word, Father. We thank you, God, that we're free today. Amen. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, strengthen right now. Touch our caller. Father, you touch him, God. Lay your hand on him, oh God. Continue to minister. Continue to have your way. We thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we want you to continue to listen. Know that God loves you. Amen. On our next broadcast, amen, on Thursday morning, the Lord say the same. We will be right back here again, amen, teaching on demonology and deliverance. Amen. We'll continue this introduction. Praise God. We want you to continue to listen. Amen. If you would like to drop us a prayer request, amen, you may do so by writing us, emailing us, Deborah@WOPMinistries.org, or you can drop it, prayer@WOPMinistries.org. Go to our website. Amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, praise God. If you'd like to partner with us, you can go there. Go to the ministry resource page. You may donate. Amen. If you'd like to sow, amen, into the ministry so that we may further the gospel, praise God. We make that available to you. Praise the Lord. We trust God to provide. He is our provider. Until our next broadcast, beloved. We pray the Lord strengthen you and keep you, that you have a blessed day in the Lord, and that you go forth in victory and power in the anointing of God. Until we meet again, God bless you, beloved. Stay encouraged. Stay in the Word. Keep your face to the wall. Continue to seek God. In Jesus' name, God bless.